ruling is a healthy check on the president's power. And as the president, you must have an actual facts based on reality, not social media or just your gut feeling, if you want to mobilize the military here in the United States.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Here, the court found that the necessary factual predicates that allow a president to federalize the National Guard were not present.
The Department of Homeland Security says federal agents shot a woman in a Chicago suburb this morning after the agents allegedly became boxed in by vehicles. WBBM's John Welty.
Border Patrol agents conducting a routine patrol were apparently attacked and boxed in by 10 vehicles. The Department of Homeland Security says a suspect tried to run federal agents over and officers then fired shots in defense, striking a woman who had been named in a Border Patrol intelligence bulletin last week.
Talks happen soon between Israel and Hamas on a new U.S. plan to end the war. That means hostages could be coming home soon. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Netanyahu said that Israel is on the brink of a very big achievement, and he hopes it will happen in the next few days. He said that he coordinated a diplomatic move with President Trump that flipped the situation, and that instead of Israel being isolated, Hamas will be isolated. He said that in the first stage, all of the hostages will be released, and the army will deploy to positions that allow it to supervise Gaza.
Sunday marks day five of the government shutdown. Furloughed workers are not all who's being affected. CBS's Willie James Inman.
For this year's Fleet Week in the Bay Area, Canada's snowbirds taking flight, but the Navy's Blue Angels grounded due to the shutdown. In the nation's capital, most museums remain open for now, but some landmarks are closed or have limited operations.
Former NFL quarterback and current Fox Sports analyst Mark Sanchez has been arrested after he was apparently stabbed in an overnight altercation in downtown Indianapolis. He was charged with battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. Those are all misdemeanors. More from CBS's Jared Ochacher.
He got into an altercation, according to police, with someone who he knew. He was stabbed and then transported to the hospital.
Police say it was not random. Germany's Munich airport reopened this morning after authorities shut it down the night before for the second time in less than 24 hours after more drone sightings above the airport. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile with a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.
The Treasury Department is considering minting new $1 coins bearing President Trump's image.
The coins would be part of the celebration of America's 250th birthday next year. They would bear the image of Trump raising his fist moments after he was shot in the ear in Butler, Pennsylvania. In a statement, the Treasury Department says the coin would reflect the enduring spirit of our country and democracy, even in the face of immense obstacles. It's not clear how the new coins would get around the federal law that prohibits any living person from being featured on U.S. currency. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Rite Aid is closing all its locations. That's according to a recent post on the pharmacy chain's website, which also says, "We thank our loyal customers for their many years of support." Rite Aid filed for bankruptcy in May, the second filing in about 2 years. It also filed in October 2023. More than 520 Rite Aid pharmacies have closed since then, which was about a quarter of the 2,100 open at the time of the bankruptcy filing. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and mild tonight, a little breezy, low mid-60s. Sunshine and windy tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and a high in the mid-70s. Cooler 60s for the rest of the upcoming week. It's 69 degrees right now.
Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Mama told me. bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling down.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a cloud. And if I get scared, you're a drought. Let them say your hair's too long.
you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. My home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless skills.
watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. Meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before.
Me glad that I'm a man. someone warm and sweet and kind. But you're not sure what's waiting there for you. The bluest skies you've ever seen in Seattle. And the hills, the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. A federal judge in Oregon has issued a temporary restraining order preventing the Trump administration from sending the National Guard to Portland. Robert Day is chief of the Portland Police.
We don't need the federal help. With the advent of social media, we're seeing the ability to take an event that might only be 15 or 20 people, but if you're filming that in a very condensed small area and then you put out a 20-second clip, it looks like the city's on fire. It looks like chaos.
The plaintiffs say a deployment would violate the U.S. Constitution, and that's not all, says legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Because the president likely did not have the statutory authority to federalize the National Guard, this could amount to a violation of the 10th Amendment and undermine state sovereignty.
This all comes after Illinois' governor says the Trump administration intends to federalize 300 Illinois National Guard members. Meantime, ICE agents are on the streets of Chicago, and a woman was shot by federal agents this morning. Correspondent Tom Hansen.
Tensions in Chicago over the Trump administration's immigration crackdown significantly escalated. Angry residents faced off against heavily armed federal agents. They